Hello again from the Sustainability Podcast. This is Suraj Bhatia. Today, I'd like to talk about the climate change patterns, specifically in the Caribbean and more specifically in the South Caribbean. I'm talking about the beautiful island nation of Aruba, which sits off the coast of Venezuela. So Aruba is a jewel of an island. It's just outside the hurricane belt to the south of the Caribbean, sitting off the coast of Aruba, and it's blessed by dry, windy weather. There are trade winds of 25 miles per hour constantly blowing in Aruba. It has beautiful sand beaches where you can literally walk into the water neck deep and watch the sunset, among many other things like fine dining, etc. So, some observations. I've been going to Aruba for the past 15 years or so, been there at least almost a dozen times, I think. And every year it's been a joy because the temperatures are high in the summertime, late August when we typically go. But the winds are constant 25 miles per hour, making it very, very pleasant and soothing and balmy and mosquito-free. For the past 2 years, though, the story's been a little different. In late August, the week that I've been there has been characterized by zero to low winds, creating a very stifling atmosphere. That's one feature, one very odd feature which happened just recently. The second odd feature that happened just recently is rainfall. Usually Aruba is a sort of desert island and it doesn't really rain much. If it does rain, then it rains for a few minutes at a time. But these past 2 years, there's been a deluge. Rainfall like monsoon style. And that's also been very unusual. So this time I started to investigate about what the reason was for this stifling stillness in this beautiful island, making it almost unbearable. I talked to many of the locals, I did some research, and here's my take on it. First of all, Aruba is slightly south of the Caribbean and it has, like I said, constant trade winds of 25 miles per hour. Now, the Caribbean, as we know, the hurricane season usually starts in September, used to start in mid-September and then go on till perhaps late October. But lately, because of shifting weather patterns, this hurricane season has been coming in earlier and earlier. And at the same time, the outer fringe of the hurricane has been expanding further and further in concentric circles. Typically, what's been happening, I believe, is that the 25 miles per hour trade winds collide with 25 miles per hour fringe winds from hurricanes, and when these two collide, it forms a pattern of stillness, and that causes during a hurricane. And indeed, this year there was a hurricane developing at that time, and as it was developing, you know, it was that particular week where there was all this this stillness in the atmosphere. So 25 miles per hour from the left, 25 miles per hour from the right, net 0 miles per hour. And then this sort of pattern goes up and down depending on the formation of the hurricanes. And that also causes rainfall because of the expanding fringe. So I just wanted to leave you with this thought that as the hurricane season comes in earlier and earlier, it does have a very clear impact on many other regions, many other countries, and many other beautiful spaces that we could otherwise enjoy. That's my observation. Until next time, it's Suraj Bhatia signing off.